This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Let's sneak in a business story about sneakers. A market expected to triple worldwide by 2030. Adidas is dealing with the Ye Kanye West brand falling apart. Nike is looking to stay on as king, and smaller specialty brands are sneaking about. Here's Marketplace's Kristen Schwab.
At the Berlin Marathon last week, Ethiopia's Tigist Assefa smashed the women's world record.
And look at the clock! 2:11:52! Unofficially, history is made!
Most of the buzz was about her performance, but there was also a lot of chatter about her shoes. Assefa ran in the Adidas Adizero Adios Pro Evo 1, a shoe that weighs less than a third of a pound, costs $500, and is designed to be worn once.
These things are loss leaders.
Chris Burns is a sneaker industry analyst at Arch USA. When he says loss leaders, he's putting these Adidas shoes in the same strategic category as, say, Costco rotisserie chickens.
They're not going to make the brand a lot of money. They will invite the conversation around that brand.
These shoes, they also symbolize a change happening in footwear. While the industry used to be all about the look, think Air Jordans, now it's about the technology. Think Hoka, Merrell, and Brooks, brands with a cult following that are whittling away at Nike's dominance in performance running.
Nike's community seems to be more based on hype, limited releases, and old school retro drops.
While other brands are building community around running clubs.
Educating the consumer on how to make your knees stop hurting. You know, that's powerful stuff.
To some consumers, Nike, the brand that goes hand in hand with one of the best NBA players of all time, is no longer innovative. Randy Connick is a footwear analyst at Jefferies.
Nike's your typical ubiquitous Coca-Cola type brand.
Connick says Nike is so big, it's hard for the company to find more growth. So it's concentrating on affordability. Nike recently returned to shelves at Macy's and DSW after years of focusing on direct-to-consumer sales.
The one thing to think about is, you know, can they continue to see the same rate of growth in the lower end?
Because John Kernan, a retail analyst at TD Cowen, says Nike becoming everything to every type of consumer comes with challenges.
You know, they're reaching a certain size and a certain competitive environment in the industry that's creating some headwinds for them.
Sometimes being a go-to brand just isn't enough. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.